I am so angry that Donald Trump has been elected that I have decided that I am going to go on sex drive. I am going to join the 4B movement. I am not going to have sex with another man. I am not going to have anything to do with men. I'm certainly not going to get married to them. I'm not going to date them. That's it. I'm not going to do any of those things while Trump is in the White House. I am on sex drive. And if any men want to get hold of these bad boys, huh, they're going to have to make sure Trump leaves. I'm on sex strike. That's it. Hello, 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 and welcome to this edition of the Jolly Heretic. Now, today I would like to talk about the sex strike, which is apparently sweeping America and beyond. Women have decided that they are not going to have sex, they're not going to date men, they're not going to have babies, because Trump is in the White House. This is a pretty hollow kind of a sex strike, of course, because, let's face it, almost all of the women who are engaging in the sex strike are ugly women who would not get sex anyway. What, in many ways, what a lot of them are doing is signalling that they want to have sex. Or indeed, they're just signalling, it's just hollow signalling that they're left-wing and so on. But anyway, today I want to look at the psychological reasons behind this sex strike. Before I do so, could you please, please, please subscribe? Could you subscribe here on YouTube? And could you subscribe on my Substack? That's jollyheretic.com, where I put all the most based content that I can't put on YouTube, in-person interviews, fascinating films I make, all that kind of stuff. And if you enjoy what I do, you can support me for the cost of as little as a pint of beer a month. So please go over there and do that. Most importantly, subscribe here on YouTube. It really, really, really helps me if you do that. Right, so what have we got? Declarations since the election that women are going to go on sex strike. They are not going to date people. They are not going to marry people. They are not going to have children. They are going to engage in the so-called 4B movement that is from Korea. But what you notice is that most of these women, not all of them, but most of these women are fat and ugly. So they are unlikely to get sex anyway. That's the first thing they're doing. They're women that are unlikely to get sex are declaring that they are unlikely to have babies, are declaring that they're not going to. And secondly, they're making themselves ugly. They're doing things like shaving their hair off. They're making themselves less attractive to men. What is the point of this? Well, the first, it's just hollow social signalling. We have ended up in a kind of hysteria in which, if you are left-wing, you competitively signal how left-wing you are. And one of the ways you can do this is by refusing to do something which it would be assumed you want to do, i.e. get married, have children, have sex, that kind of thing. So you declare you're not going to do that as a way of signalling your commitment to the cause. In many ways, this is quite a hollow kind of signalling because it doesn't actually really involve doing anything if you're not actually having sex. So the next step up is to mutilate yourself, is to, for example, to shave all your hair off to make yourself look ugly. But of course, if you already are quite ugly and ghastly, then that's not really going to make any difference. So it's just a way of, among your crowd of women, to just look so committed to the cause, like a North Korean in the mid-90s competitively crying, to look so committed to the cause that you're prepared to make these statements and to do these things to yourself, to evidence to other people how committed to the cause you are. The second is a kind of self-esteem raising cope. In the same way that when you were at school, you'd get kids that were pretty rubbish at school, and they'd say things like, "Oh well, yeah, because I'm not a buff. I don't work hard. Yeah, I'm really clever, but I'm lazy. I can't be bothered. You know what I mean? Whereas, yeah, so if I worked hard, I could get good results, but I don't because I'm not a buff. You know what I mean? It's like that. It's this self-esteem raising delusion where they're saying to themselves, "Well, if I hadn't declared that I was on sex strike, I would be able to get sex. If I hadn't shaved off my hair, I'd be able to get sex. But I have. I am pretty. I am empowering myself. I have this sense of power by saying that I'm going to reject you from having sex. I don't want sex with you anyway." Of course, deep down, you do. It's an example of the lady protesting rather too much, to misquote Shakespeare. Of course, deep down, she wants these things, but she tells herself that she doesn't, and this is self-esteem raising, because then she can blame that decision on why she doesn't get those things. In reality, she doesn't get those things because she's an ugly, mutant left-wing woman. The third issue is simply an example of what I have called in my book Woke Eugenics, woke eugenics. This is the idea that what wokeness does is it puts us on a maladaptive roadmap of life. It persuades us to do maladaptive
fertility interest destroying things, and only those who are strongly genetically resistant to this, i.e. the genetically strongly healthy, because mental health and physical health correlate, and they also correlate with being right-wing and conservative, are resistant to this and pass on their genes. So you get these women that are sucked in by a death cult. Oh yeah, I'm not going to have children, I'm not going to have babies because of Donald Trump or whatever, and so they resign from the gene pool, and we go back to being a healthy, genetically healthy species once again. It's an example of woke eugenics. Shaving off your hair, obviously, and making yourself look ugly, even uglier than you already look, is an example of aposematism. So in nature, in an unstable and dangerous environment, you signal to others to stay away, but we're using bright colours and things like this, indicating that you are poisonous, indicating that you are strange, you're dangerous. A woman shaving off her hair indicates basically mental instability or serious illness. It's indicating that she's dangerous. It's indicating that she's bad news. So in an ecology of instability, and that's how they would see Trump's election, we're in an unstable and dangerous environment now, orange man bad, it's a way of signaling people to stay away. And also, of course, of showing your commitment to the cause. Finally, going back to this, the lady doth protest too much, methinks, I think really they are just signalling that they want to have sex. I mean, ultimately, that's what they're doing. By standing up and saying in a very, very ostentatious way, I do not want to have sex, they're kind of signalling that they do. In the same way that anybody that stands up and says, a woman, for example, who's infertile, has fertility problems, and she says, oh, I don't want to have children. No, I don't want to have children. Like, they send me mad. I don't want to have children. Of course, deep down, you know she does. She's overcompensating. She's protesting too much. It seems to be obvious that these are women that cannot get sex, that cannot get boyfriends, that cannot get children and want them. And so they are effectively signalling to the world that they would like sex and that they are open to this possibility. They are basically, feminists, fast life history strategists. Feminism correlates with being a fast life history strategist, with being sociosexual, with being adapted to an uneasy and unstable environment. In that environment, the man will pump and dump, and so the woman will take on certain masculine qualities. In that environment, your child, the child that survives, is the child that is tough and violent and aggressive. And so for you to be sexually attracted to the man, you have to know that he is tough and violent and aggressive. How do you know that? Well, ultimately, you know that because he is able to overcome you. He is able to dominate you. And this is why there is a correlation between all of these factors, sociosexuality, feminism and so forth, and having rape fantasies. Because what is the rape fantasy? Well, first of all, it's a self-esteem elevating fantasy whereby you are so attractive that the man can't keep his hands off you. But secondly, it's the essence of sex in an environment of that kind. The only way you can know he is the right man with whom you wish to pass on your genes, causing your children to survive in an unstable, dangerous ecology, is if he can overcome you. And so consequently, there is this tension where on the one hand, you hate and despise men and regard men as dangerous because they're going to rape you. But and you will see sex as rape, as dominance by somebody else, and being in an unstable ecology and being a psychopath, the last thing you want is dominance by somebody else. That will really set you off. But on the other hand, the only way that you can be sure this is the right man for you and that this is the person with whom you wish to pass your genes is if he dominates you. So there is this appalling tension that they have with regard to issues such as sex and with regard to issues such as having children and marriage and whatever. They want it, and yet they don't want it. And this can lead to a terrible cognitive dissonance, which I think is expressed in, for example, stating in a very over-the-top and not particularly believable way that they are resigning from having sex and resigning from children. Ultimately, they want these things. They are trying to express their own sense of empowerment and their own sense of importance and their own sense of dominance, while at the same time, it is quite clear what they actually desire. And indeed, perhaps the cognitive dissonance is caused by the fact that they are attracted to people like Donald Trump. They are attracted to people with narcissistic, psychopathic kind of traits, and this triggers their cognitive dissonance and makes them terribly, terribly upset because they're suddenly like, oh my God, the world doesn't make sense, and they're confronted with what they are, but yet they don't want that, but yet they do. And so in a sense, they are signalling their desire to be dominated by signalling, if it makes sense, their desire not to be dominated. They are ultimately stating that they would like to have sex in a very roundabout, complicated kind of way. And I've seen many references to this ludicrous book and TV series, The Handmaid's Tale. It's very, very, it's the ultimate feminist rape fantasy. The idea is that that all these women are infertile, and yet there are these tiny number of fertile women.
Are you ready for the future of the West?